Now, in chapter 2, we've come now to the clarity of the Holy Spirit, and that corrects human wisdom. We saw something about that last time. But in chapter 1, it was the centrality of Christ crucified that corrects divisions, and the clarity of the Holy Spirit corrects human wisdom. Now, will you notice here that Paul begins, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God," or declaring unto you the mystery of God. Now, there are two things here I'd like to call your attention to. The first is that Paul did not use the philosophic method of preaching. He was not a textual or a topical preacher, but he was an expositor of the Word of God. And I personally believe that that is God's method. It is our Lord's method, by the way. Now, he says, first of all, that he didn't come with high-flown language and the wisdom of the world and declaring to them the testimony, or, as it is, the mystery of God. Now, what does he mean by mystery? Well, the word mystery is a word that we'll bump up against again in this epistle, and we'll go into detail. But it means simply here, that which had not been revealed before. The mystery of God was now the fact that Christ is crucified. That is something that had not been revealed before. Now it is revealed. It was only back in the Old Testament, in type and in prophecy. Now he says in verse 2, "For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified." In other words, Paul did not enter into these philosophical discussions that gender to strife, but rather he stuck to his last, as a good shoemaker would. He stayed right with the preaching of the cross of Christ, a crucified Savior, one who had died for the sins of the world. And again, may I say, that is the type of ministry that is so desperately needed today. Now, we find in verse 3, "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." Paul opens up his own heart and lets you see his inmost thoughts and his thinking when he was there among them, that he was greatly disturbed. He was in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And little wonder, then, that he could say God has chosen the weak things of the world. God has chosen the things that are not. Paul had no exalted conception of himself, and yet he was a great intellect, a great man, I think, in many ways. But he never thought of himself like that.